Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Hello everyone and welcome back to a brand new episode of your favourite Formula One show. Yes, No One Wheel returns. Finally, it is race week for 2025. I think it's safe to say Jamie and I are quite excited as we get into the new season. How are we doing, sir?
Very good. Yes, the sun is out in Manchester. It's a lovely day. Good weekend. And next weekend will be even better because the F1's back. Unbelievable scenes. Yes, very, very excited for the lights to go out in Melbourne. It's a shame it's at 4 a.m. But apart from that,
well, it shouldn't be 4 a.m. for you, should it? Because you'll be an hour.
It will be 5 a.m. Yeah, great.
Ah, there you go. That's all right. 5 a.m. It seems a much more sensible time to get up than 4 a.m. in the night.
I'll let you know.
Well, we'll preface this quickly because I see people moaning about this on like Twitter and stuff constantly. I genuinely don't mind having to get up early for a couple of Grand Prix a year. Like the thought that Australians have to do this almost every time,
I know, yeah,
makes me wince slightly. So I genuinely don't mind having to do it a couple of times a year, and I thank Formula One for their Eurocentric ideas.
I do feel a bit for the marketers of the new season though, because I don't know if you've seen them around, but I've seen loads of Sky Sports ads around in Manchester, and like they're like, tune in, first race of the season. It's like no person is going to... No casual is going to get up at 4 a.m. for the first race.
Yeah,
I do think they're probably slightly better off having for a fully marketing point of view, having something like a Bahrain or a Jeddah as round one.
A Jeddah round one would be awful.
That would be jokes.
That would be so bad, so bad. I mean, we've got, obviously, Australia's 4 a.m, isn't it? And then Shanghai is a week later, isn't it, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah, it's 6. Five or six.
Sprint is 7. Grand Prix is 7. So that's all right, actually. Sorry,
okay, that's not too bad.
Sprint is 3 a.m. even on Saturday. And then qualifying is 7.
I don't think I'll be watching that one.
I'll stay up all night. I'll do an all-nighter live with the fans of Knowing Wheel. We'll do that.
Yeah. There you go.
But we have obviously got a few little bits and pieces to get through. Of course, it's the start of an all-new year, so Jamie and I get to drop some new traditions and things like that. But actually, our first kind of semi-important topic that was a little bit confusing is the fact that Cadillac are officially in Formula One as of next year, except for the fact we already thought they were.
Yeah, we've known this for a good few months now, haven't really. So, yeah. Well, I actually went back and watched I scrolled through the titles of a very early Knowing Wheel in season one back in 2021, and we were talking about Andretti or GM coming into F1 in 2021.
We are visionaries.
Well, or it was the news at the time, it's probably more likely, but it's been a long time coming this.
No, tell them we're visionaries, Jamie. Come on, we can market this.
Exactly. So, yeah, it's been the worst kept secret for a little bit of time, but it's good news. And there's 11 seats. No, 22 seats on the grid. Wow, maths at this time in the morning.
I was going to say.
Not doing well. But two more seats. One of them will obviously go to Checo Perez, as I predicted.
I don't get this. I genuinely don't get why everybody thinks that seat is a lock-in for Perez. Like, it's not... Because I've famously liked Perez throughout most of his Formula 1 career. So it's not that I'm a biased Checo hater or something like that. I just don't get why everybody's so adamant this is a lock-in for him. Like, whether he even actually want it.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing, is whether he wants it or not. But in terms of what Cadillac would want in an experienced driver, he fits all the boxes. And he's obviously from North America, which is probably quite helpful.
Not called Helmut Marko, he's not.
I guess, yeah. But yeah, we'll see. It's good news, though, and I am happy. I'm slightly worried for Sauber. Although they'll be Audi by then, so it'll be fine.
I was going to say,
it'll be Toro Rosso finishing 11th.
Could it be Toro Rosso? It'll be Haas, won't it? Although I guess they're Toyota. They're going to be Toyota sponsored pretty soon.
Yeah, Toyota Yazoo.
So it's going to be V-Carb, potentially? I can't wait. No, it can't be Aston Martin, can it? Who's going to be... Wait, who can be the backmarkers?
It'll be V-Carb, yeah.
It honestly feels like we're heading back into like the early 2000s. of like pretty much every team is backed by huge money.
Yeah, and VCarb are the only ones here not to win, so
yeah
VCarb and Haas will probably be down there.
Most likely. I think obviously again you look at who Cadillac could hire. I still am a little, and again, I like IndyCar, so I'm not just like an IndyCar hater or something, but I'm still skeptical that they'll bring anybody in from the IndyCar circuit, apart from, I want to say Alex Palou could do well, but obviously he did win the opening race.
He's a McLaren Junior, is he not, as well?
Yeah, but I'm sure, originally McLaren had a good relationship anyway with Andretti. And I can imagine that if Andretti wanted him, McLaren would... No, he's a McLaren junior driver, but he's obviously got ties with various teams over in IndyCar as well. I'll put it this way, I can see McLaren quite happily taking a fat wad of cash, if that's what it came to.
Especially since their drivers are pretty locked in for the future. So a bit like what Toretto did, where if someone comes along being like, we'll give him a race seat, they're like, yeah, sure, have him.
McLaren have done very well investment-wise recently, haven't they? In terms of juniors and things like that, and making a sweet profit, I would have thought, ready for the new year.
Yeah, exactly, because they need all that money after winning the Constructors' Championship. They might struggle to get to the cost cap.
Still helpful. I mean, that one is going to be very, very interesting, of course. I'm sure we'll cover that as we go through the year. Of course, so it is finally the Australian Grand Prix. I remember us getting to the end of last year, Jamie, just being there going... It's not Formula One until mid-March. What are we going to do? And suddenly it's already back.
You blink an eye and you're in mid-March.
Suddenly it's mid-March. You're old.
We're in our mid-20s.
Going grey. It's wonderful.
Exactly. But Melbourne is here.
I like Australia as the season opener. I know we just discussed marketing for it. But I think especially with this new circuit, it's going to be an absolute shambles.
What? No, it'll be good. I'm excited.
No, I think it'll just be chaos. It'll be absolute chaos. Yeah.
Well, it's basically just a drag strip now with like three corners. So, yeah, it will be fun. It will hopefully breed a good race. Because have we had 2 years of this new configuration now?
Two or three, isn't it? It's three, isn't it? Because Leclerc dominated 2022. Got a Grand Chelem, didn't he?
Oh,
Max had a retirement.
Max had a retirement. 2 out of 3 years, wow. Yeah, I don't... think the changes were bad. I think they actually made it a lot better. It is a shame that it's just a high-speed circuit like all other circuits on the calendar now, but you get a more entertaining race. So, yes, I do like the changes, which are not that new anymore, as we've discovered. It should breed a good race. Obviously, 2023 was mental, and Hülkenberg should have got a podium if the FIA could count.
He should have, yep.
That's mentioned one of Hülkenberg missing out on a podium of the season. We'll take that. Yes, I'm excited, and obviously, well, we'll get into our predictions later, but that will be coming back. Don't you worry.
Yeah, predictions are definitely here to stay. I've already told Jamie this fun fact, but I'm sure our listeners as well will enjoy this about Nico Hülkenberg. If he starts the Australian Grand Prix, he becomes the first ever Haas Formula One driver who has left Haas and successfully ever driven a Formula One car again in race capacity. Every other Haas driver ever has normally been sacked from the team, it feels like, and has never driven in Formula One again, which is absolutely wild.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a bit crazy, considering they've been around, this is their 10th season now.
Yeah, insane.
Doesn't that mean they'll be getting their heritage bonus quite soon? Is that 10 or 15 years you've got to be in the sport?
I thought it was like 3, wasn't it? And you're not thinking heritage bonus is completely wrong, because that's just what Williams get.
They all get
different bonuses, yeah. I'm pretty certain it's 3 years, because obviously it's based on your last 3 years of results averaged, isn't it? Or it's how it used to
interesting.
Work. Is all I can vaguely remember. Biggest news of the year, Jamie, of course, because we will get asked about it. Drive to Survive's back. Are you excited? Are you hyped? Have you watched it all already? Ready for this show so we can talk about it?
I have not watched it at all. I might, actually. And I feel like I'm more inclined to watch it this year than any of the last like 4 or 5 years, because supposedly, and I haven't seen many opinions on it, but it's supposedly quite good, and you actually see some things that aren't really obvious. That's been my problem with it, is for a person who actually follows F1, it doesn't really shine much light on anything new.
No. No.
Well, but supposedly it may do this year. Well, I heard that you chuckle. See...
Carry on, sorry.
You see the moment where Christian Horner found out about the alleged messages.
Do you? I didn't see this.
Apparently. I saw that on the news. I don't know if it was staged, but...
Well, apparently... Yeah. So, well, Jamie and I are going to get ourselves sued for this right now. Mm. But apparently, it's still meant to be going to trial, isn't it? Christian Horner. Apparently he's got a gag order in the UK that means all journalists can't talk about it. So don't share that. This podcast with Christian.
How have you found out then?
apparently it was I think Dutch media again, so it might just be them stirring the pot because obviously they
probably
want
is.
Him out with all this power
yeah.
struggle.
Just Verstappen absolutely hates it.
Yeah, it made me chuckle though because my girlfriend's mum was watching it because she likes Drive to Survive, bless her. And we just sat in the living room with her. And my girlfriend was like, oh, we haven't watched any of it yet. She was like, oh, I'm sorry, do you want me to turn it off? You don't want any spoilers?
Yeah, spoilers.
Obviously, I was there. She was there going, well, Matt can just remember what happened anyway. I was like, yeah, I can. I was like, it's all already, like, what is there to spoil? It's already happened. Like, I know yeah. who won the, I'm not going to get to, like, the end of episode 9 and go, oh, I wonder if Lando or Max won the world championship. I don't quite remember. It was incredible. Yeah. Bless her.
It's like Robert Kubica in the interview. Being like,
I saw it
if
live.
You watch footage, yeah. I saw it live when I was there.
Yeah, when I was in the car, Canada, there was 7, wasn't it? Yeah. Man, it's so difficult to try and preview the first race of the year, isn't it, Jamie? Especially on a track like Australia, because it really does feel like you haven't really got an idea. Because the thing is, as well, with Australia, is it feels like we get to the end of this weekend and it still not be a true representative of what's going on. Let's do some fun ones. Mm-hmm. First retirement.
First retirement.
Because we've got 6 rookies going into turn 1 and Lance Stroll.
I'm going to be so basic and say Isaac Hadjar. I feel like he must be the favourite.
Really?
I mean, he's a bit like... Because it's not going to be Bortoletto because he's going to be starting on the back row. It's got to be someone in the mix. Hadjar will qualify about 17th or 16th. And then it would just get taken out by somebody at turn 1. Or just going a bit hot.
Interesting.
It'll be him or Sonoda, one of the V-cups.
Yeah. It's really odd, isn't it, when you think about our rookies this year? Because...
There's 5 of them, technically. Yeah, 5 people who've never started a season.
Yeah, I'm going to say Ollie Bearman. I like Ollie Bearman. I'm just trying to think of someone who's going to be slightly ahead of Hadjar, who's going to get taken out by Lance Stroll at turn 1. That's my guess. I'm going to say Ollie Bearman, first retirement of the new year.
Fair.
In fact, neither of us think it's going to be a driver with already an F1 career.
Yeah. Well, it could be. You know, I'm thinking a lot of Melbourne Grand Prix have had a big crash at turn 1.
I watched the same. I was going to say that race is so bad, but so good.
The fact that Raikkonen just stopped and still got 2 points out of that, or 1 point was it in the end?
It was a point, yeah, because he finished behind Bourdais, who also retired.
Bourdais, side note,
yeah,
probably
unlucky.
Unluckiest driver in 2008.
Yeah, most likely. The fact
he was running
kick
fourth
on in 2009
in Melbourne.
Yeah, but you know why he reckoned he was doing so well at Melbourne, though? Which people don't talk about.
Was he underfueled, basically?
No, he wasn't underfueled. He was absolutely fine. Of course, obviously, that was the first race of traction control.
No traction control.
Wasn't
it?
He'd come from Champ Car in the US, which obviously never had traction control. So, obviously, whilst everybody else had, well, apart from... it was basically anyone that had just been promoted from GP2, wouldn't it? Which I guess that year would have been PK?
Glock?
So there were only about 3 of them that obviously had recently raced without traction control. So obviously he'd been able to rock up. Obviously first race of the year, everyone's like, oh, everyone's going to have to be really careful, you know. Because obviously Australia
that's
as well.
That's the drop to turn 1.
Exactly, Australia as well throughout those years. Obviously did have quite a few horrible traction corners.
Yeah.
You know, you think obviously turn 1, the transition out of there... I'm trying to think.
Turn 3.
What has now been removed on the back straight? That was always a horrible corner to get the power down as well. Turn 3 as well. Like, so obviously he rocked up and was like just immediately okay because obviously effectively for him he was the only driver that got there and the car had more rear end than he was used to. He could lean on it more.
Yeah, exactly. And he was running fourth with 3 laps to go. ahead of like Kovalainen, yeah, Alonso, Raikkonen. Yeah.
Well, they nailed the strategy up as well, because obviously he just got a bit lucky with the first safety car, because this was obviously still when there was ridiculous safety car rules.
It was the first race of ridiculous safety car rules, was it not?
Was it not the same in 2007?
It could have been the same in 2007, but yeah, the race, the safety car rules that allowed Renault to fix Singapore, famously.
Exactly, exactly. So, yeah, which I'm sure Bordet got screwed over there as well, because he spent most of 2008 getting screwed over, and then... Well, in, obviously Italy, Belgium as well. People get this is such a weird tangent that we've gone down. But like people
you're
say,
hate on Sebastian Vettel.
Exactly, I am. Like Seb, admittedly, was obviously the better driver in 08.
Yeah.
But Bordet never deserved to be as far away from him as he ended up that year.
No,
2009.
Seb finished about ninth. I think Seb finished about ninth in the championship, and Bordet had 2 points or 4 points or something like that.
Yeah.
Shocking. Unlucky.
Shocking. Anyway, back to Australia, Jamie. Jamie, ladies and gents, I'm excited to announce, has come up with a new idea for the quiz this year. So Jamie's going to be asking all the questions.
Well, kind of, actually. But what I wanted to do, and had the idea, stolen from a fantasy football podcast that I listen to, we're going to go head-to-head, me and Matt.
Okay.
And... yes, we're going to find a fairly vague question with plenty of answers that we both mostly know, so it goes on a little bit. And we're going to keep going back and forth like a penalty shootout, and if one of us gets one wrong or repeats an answer, then we're out. The problem is, the other show I listen to has three presenters.
We don't have a third friend, unfortunately.
So one of them has a list of the answers, but we're gonna have to make it up. But today, and the reason it's might not be me asking the questions is because maybe the viewers could ask the questions.
Yes.
On your community polls or on the comments.
We're
just give us a load of vague questions.
Exactly. Give us a load of really vague Formula One based questions down in the comments. And
exactly.
We'll
maybe not even F1 based. We could do whatever. You could do name English towns and cities. If you
Deary
wanted to.
Me, that would be a terrible segment for an F1 podcast. We're ready for the Saudi Arabian Grand Prix. Jamie, today we're naming towns of Shropshire with a population of less than 7,500.
Yeah, I think you might do better than me on that one. But anyway.
Why would I do better with Shropshire?
You're closer. You're way closer.
I'm way closer, but I don't know Shropshire.
Anyway, today's question, we're going to keep it nice and simple for the first one. We are going to be naming Formula One drivers to have driven for McLaren, as they are the favourites going into the season in my mind, and the Constructors' champions. So there's no time limit, but we will get on the clock if we're taking the mess.
So by driven, I assume you mean competed in a Formula One Grand Prix.
Competed in a Formula One Grand Prix.
Okay. Correct. Okay.
Correct. Do you want to go first?
Oscar Piastri.
Okay. Lando Norris.
Stoffel van Dorn.
Fernando Alonso.
Kevin Magnussen.
I'll just keep picking your teammates. Jenson Button.
Lewis Hamilton.
Heikki Kovalainen.
Kimi Raikkonen. I'm just trying to go backwards. It's terrible.
We've definitely missed some. Did we not skip one?
Danny
Ricciardo. We did.
Oh, yeah. I just fucking made the guy in race for him.
That's for like incredible. 3 years, yeah.
Juan Pablo Montoya.
Ayrton Senna.
David Coulthard.
Oh, I knew I was going to miss that one. Alan Prost.
Mika Häkkinen.
I think I'm right about this. I'm going to leave that one, actually. We're actually struggling a little bit. Is this... I can't remember if this was...
McLaren don't hire and fire much.
No. You're going to have to tell me if I'm right or wrong. No, I'm not going to go for that. Okay, I think that was Ferrari, actually. I will go for Bruce McLaren.
Did he ever technically race for
McLaren? I'm sure he did. Carry on. I will back that up, though. I'm just going to search Bruce McLaren.
Nigel Mansell.
I'm trying to think of those iconic McLarens. I might be wrong on this. I'm going to say Martin Brundle. Do you think that's right? I actually have no idea.
I don't believe he did. I think Mark Lundell did. I'm just going to Google this.
You back up Martin Brundle. Bruce McLaren was right.
Oh, he did 1994, yeah.
He did? Come on, let's go. Right, your turn.
He was basically Senna's replacement.
We're still going. I'm struggling. I'm on the ropes.
Gerhard Berger.
That was the one I wasn't sure about. I thought it was Ferrari.
Yeah, that was... No, he replaced... He did basically a swap with Prost, I'm pretty certain, for 89 or 90.
Yeah, I knew it was Senna's teammate, but I couldn't remember where. Mm-hmm. McLaren. Do we miss another modern one?
I don't think we do. Oh, no, I got one.
Oh, no. Right. Pedro De La Rosa.
Ah, damn it.
Was that yours?
It was one of my two that I had backed up just in case.
You're doing so much better. I came up with this question. How are you doing so much better than me?
Sure, if you race or so, I'm gonna hold off on him for now.
Okay.
I'm gonna say John Watson.
Oh my word. James Hunt.
Nicky Lauda.
I've seen Rush. Oh, and Lauda did as well, didn't he?
Yeah. This is intense. Unlike
Who was Hunt's teammate in Rush. I'm sure he was in Rush. I'm actually so struggling now. The
intensity is palpable, this ladies
could,
and gentlemen.
This could be wrong. I'll go Emerson Fittipaldi.
No, that's
but
right.
But that'll need checking.
No, that's right.
That's right.
That was going to be my next one. Yeah. Okay. Do you not remember Toon 50th anniversary TV? He was a werewolf.
Toon's actually set me off on a few more.
Let's I was going to say, I'm trying to think now of every Toon person was on that one. Other Toon world champions. I think we've
we
got them
all. We have to start getting a clock out here.
I think we've got them all. Trying to think.
I'm going to get a timer out.
No, hang on a minute. I'll just wait for you forever.
Okay, after my next one. After your
Alexander
next, after
Wurz.
One. Did he?
I'm pretty. He got a podium for it, didn't
well,
he?
That was Williams. I'm not sure.
Oh, no.
I'll look it up.
Yeah, I think I might have got that one wrong then.
What? It's just brought up a load of LinkedIn profiles. Alex Wurz. Did he race for McLaren Formula 1 team?
He did do one for
them. Did.
In 05.
He did one race
podium,
in 05. I will
say... He did get a podium.
Checo Perez.
Oh, yeah!
Right, the timer's out now. You've got 20 seconds.
What? No, this is terrible. You can't just instantly...
Well, it's
going to
go on forever, isn't it? We'll loop the timer now as well. You've got 20 seconds.
Oh, no.
Ten seconds. Oh no! Come on, Matt, you can do it.
Thierry Boutsen.
Oh my word!
I got no idea whether he did or not. I'm just throwing
time
a random
back on.
Name
I have
there.
No idea.
let me double check that quickly.
I will go.
Oh, he didn't. He didn't. I'm wrong.
He didn't.
I just threw a random name out there.
GG.
Desperation.
That was good. We need some like background music for that to make it more intense.
I can't believe you. Suddenly threw the end of the bus with your rule changes. Shocking.
What? If we didn't have a timer, we'd have been in it all day.
can we just appreciate quickly? I've had a look through Thierry Boutsen's driving career. He went from Ligier to Jordan. He also raced for Peugeot's World Endurance Team to Engenberger Motorsport to Ford Mondeo Team Schubel. That's a
Ford
very
Mondeo
quick fall from grace. It's DTM. Yeah.
Was it actually a Mondeo? Just
of course it was actually a Mondeo.
Wow.
Always real cars souped up. I guess you're claiming the first head-to-head victory of the year then.
I am. Let us know if you think that format was terrible and we should go back to the old quiz.
Fair enough, yeah.
I quite like that. I thought it was quite fun. That I wonder was, how I, much...
Maybe not every week, but I think we can definitely do some of those. That's good yes. fun. So is that our first scoreboard of the year?
It is, and I am 1-0 up.
Well done, Jamie, 183.
Thank you very much.
Of course, as always, we're bringing back F1 Fantasy, ready for the new year. No, we're not. I got no idea if they've done it. Is the website even updated for F1 2025?
I've not even seen anything
about
F1
never even Fantasy. Looked, because I don't even think they promo it every more. Oh, no, they do I still think, yeah. do it. Oh, do they?
I think F1 themselves have given up.
Dream Team 2024. Have they seriously got rid of it for 2025?
Gaming. No, F1 Fantasy. Oh, 2024 season wrapped.
Yeah, exactly.
The 2025 isn't
it? I don't think they've done it for 2025. I think they've got rid.
Wow.
Have they
wow,
actually
we really were ahead
dumped
of the curve.
F1 Fantasy? That is wild.
It was rubbish.
Although they never updated it, did they, was the problem.
Well, it was never... It was just like... When you're
create
picking five
F1
drivers...
Create today so you can hit the track running when the official F1 2025 Fantasy game opens. And it never
maybe it's
has.
Not open yet.
Yeah, but why wouldn't it be open less than a week before the Grand Prix?
I guess. Yeah. I mean, if you picked like two drivers and one team, I think it'd be a lot better. Just because when you pick five, there's always going to be a meta that you... Yeah.
What they should have done, I think, is F2 and F3.
That'd be quite cool, yeah.
But I understand, because... obviously, that most people don't care is the only difficult
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, and F2 is just a lottery, so you might
there
as well
is
pick
also
a, like... Yeah. Put them in a bingo ball and pick randomly.
Put them in a bingo ball. Jamie183, exactly. Ladies and gents. He's off on holiday to Skegness next week. You can tell he's thinking about playing bingo.
Off to Butlins.
Off to Butlins, mine head. what else have we got to do, Jamie? We've kind of rattled
we...
through a lot, haven't we? We've
is
got
F2
predictions.
And F3 back at Melbourne?
I believe so. F2 is...
Yeah,
it is.
It's in Melbourne, Australia.
Are we going to make our F2 and F3 predictions for the year, are we?
That we what, don't think what, about. I actually got, last year, this is my claim, that I know Matt beat me by about 10 points on the F1 predictions, but I said Abby Pulling.
Sorry, I lost my headphones.
W Series.
You oh, did no. get Abby Pulling winning W Series, bang on. You did very well there.
Exactly.
I'll give you credit on that one. So what are we exactly. saying then? Top three from both championships?
Top
is that what
three
we're going to predict?
From F2 and F3. Now, you seem to not like Gabriele Mini.
I do not like Gabriele Mini. And he's not even
is it
French.
He's Italian. No, he's
no
Italian.
I don't mind the Italians normally.
It's his birthday in 10 days.
Wow.
He'll be,
Gabriele
he'll,
Mini,
he'll be 20.
Happy birthday.
So I'm going to say the champion of Formula 2. Wow, slim pickings, isn't it? Looking on the driver list.
It's not a great roster this year. I think that the problem I have as well is that
say,
Victor Martins could dominate if he gets given a decent engine.
He could.
You just don't know
could.
Who's going to get a decent engine.
I will say Leo Fornaroli because he won F3.
Back to back! You remember the last time you predicted this, Jamie?
Was that not Isaac Hadjar? Hauger, Dennis Hauger.
Yes, it was!
Yes, and he absolutely flopped.
And he's finally
so,
given it up.
Well, he's still racing, I presume.
He's doing IndyCar, yeah.
That's not bad.
You know, he's doing junior IndyCar. He's doing like IndyCar's F2 series now.
Wow.
I was like, you got all your mates doing IndyCar and you're in the second division. So weird.
I will say second place will be Victor Martins.
Okay.
And third place will be Gabriele Mini.
Interesting.
How about that? You're not going to put Mini anywhere near the top three because you hate him.
So you just think it's going to be French and Italians?
Exactly. I was
Jamie's
supposed to
prime
right
to announce
there.
This podcast is now based in 1932.
yes, we're bringing back the glory days of Grand Prix racing.
Of true Grand Prix racing.
Gets back to Pau.
Yeah, Poe, you mean?
Poe, exactly.
Gets back to Pau. Oh, dearie me, dearie me. Right, I'm going to say for F2, I'm going to put... Dino Boganovic, champion.
Really?
Yep. I'm going to say...
F1 Esports.
Yep. Arvid Lindblad, P2. And I'm going to say... Fornaroli, P3.
Nice.
I like Fornaroli.
No Martins to be seen.
No Martins to be seen. No, get him out of here. F3, Jamie?
I have no idea about F3. It's going to be like looking at a list of random NPC names for me. So
there's some French in there.
Is that Luca Badoa's son?
Yes, it is.
Wow.
I know, it's great, isn't it?
That's amazing. Is that Alex Wurtz's son? Wow.
Yes, yes, it is. You're just discovering Formula 3. It's incredible. Wurtz's son was there last year.
Oh, he was, wasn't he? Yeah.
Go on, back the next Chinese prodigy.
Who's that?
Xi Yonglin, also known as Gerard Xi.
Is Christian Ho Singaporean? Interesting. I don't think there's been a Singaporean F1 driver before.
Yes, there was, back in the 60s or 50s.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. I will say...
Who are you looking for, a Singaporean?
Christian Ho at Dams. He's Singaporean.
Oh, right at the bottom. Sorry, I hadn't seen that. I would go
Callum Voisin, because he was all right last season.
Callum Voisin.
Oh, he's English. It's probably Voisin, isn't it? I thought
it is
French.
Definitely Voisin.
I'm going to go Sergio Ramos, P2.
Okay. Are you writing all these down?
Real Madrid.
Right?
No.
You need to write these down so okay. You can look back.
And I will go Nicola Bedrin. Is that his name?
Nikita Bedrin. Nicola Bedrin. This is so bad. Oh, so bad.
There we go.
You got him surrounded by all the other Nicolas around him on the entry list. Shocking. I'm going to say... Have you written these down, yeah?
I am writing them down, yeah.
Ugo Chukwu, champion. I'm going to say... Tuukka Tapanen, P2.
Are these even names?
Yes. Are you going to tell me that Tassan Anapol in Trapuziak is not a real person?
I saw him on the timing screen last season, so
he was great.
He is a real person, confirmed. He is.
And then I'm going to say P3 will be Martini Stenshorn.
You're going to have to write them down yourself.
I
didn't get any of them.
What?
I can't
Why?
Remember any of what you said. There's too many words, too many letters in them.
Oh, dearie me, right.
Right, very quickly, main F1 predictions. Wait, W Series.
Oh, no,
Dorian
we're not doing Pan. W Series. Oh, yeah. It's going to be Dorian Pan.
Because Abby Pudding's gone.
CP2? Oh, no, I said Ugo first.
F1 predictions, because I've got to log on to work in a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Pole position... We are going to keep score, as we did last season. So
we
2 points
are,
for getting
always.
Correct. 1 point for getting on the podium, but wrong.
Yeah.
Pole position. I'm going to go first because I'm the loser from last season.
Yeah, you know, that's absolutely fine. You get to go first.
Lando Norris on pole
Interesting.
Position.
Interesting.
I'm going to be boring as. I'm going to say Norris P1. Piastri P2. First Australian on the podium at his home race.
Oh, that's a bolt. It's ever.
Is it ever?
Ever. Never happened
wow.
still.
And Charles Leclerc, P3.
Interesting.
There we go. No Red Bulls, no Hamilton.
Interesting. No Red Bulls, no Hamilton. Very, very spicy. I, JB183, might
Lewis
be...
Hamilton.
No.
Do it.
No. I'm going to go better than that.
Okay, Liam Lawson.
Oscar Piastri. No Oscar Piastri. I can hear Crofty now going, and Australia goes wild.
Oh, that is such a line he would say as well.
Yep. I'm going to say... Oscar Piastri P1. I'm locking it in. This is his year. I'm going to say Lando Norris P2. I'm going to say...
Go on, do it. Do it. You know you want to.
Lewis Hamilton third, because he
yes.
always goes well here until he gets screwed by strategy. I love this new insight for this year. Oh, it's going to be so bad.
Right. Well, the prediction's locked in.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
It's going to be a good season. I'm very excited.
It's going to be fantastic. Thank you all. As always, so much for listening. Let us know your predictions down in the comments below. Get yourself subscribed as well. I put the podcast out last week on my main channel. So we're up to 853 subscribers now. Got to get us to 1K so we can start claiming money off YouTube for your those adverts you're watching right now. We don't even get paid for them at the
YouTube's
moment.
Back pocket.
Exactly. So stand against corporate greed. Subscribe to the Knowing Wheeler YouTube channel. We stand for everything. good for humans. But yeah, Jamie and I will be back. I think next week we're actually going to be back. You're going to be already off location, which is quite impressive.
One episode into the new season.
Exactly. I just want to quickly wish Jamie good luck with the Rome Marathon.
Oh, thank you.
Next week. I'm sure you're going to smash it.
I'll be in pieces. I'll be sat on the floor next week recording this.
It's going to be fantastic. But yeah, Jamie and I will return very soon with more Knowing Wheel.